My message this morning is stability. I'd like to expand a little bit about two chairs. And the fact that one represents selfishness and the other represents life. First off, the two chairs. Have you ever had a rickety old chair that's got a leg that's sort of out of order? You know, it's sort of falling down. A two-legged chair is kind of impossible, isn't it? But if you have a three-legged chair or four-legged chair and the legs are stable, then you've got something to sell. We are selfish. We are generally, by our nature as human beings, are selfish. We live in a selfish world. You can sit on it and you can balance yourself up and you can get one side on it and maybe act like you're pretty good, pretty stable. But you're not stable. Now, the other example is a chair that's stable. Now, perhaps you go out through your life and you're unstable all your life. You're self-centered. You're sitting on these two legs, and you're always trying to. It's not very comfortable because you've got to keep balance. But then you get smart and you lean it up against the wall, or you put another leg on it, and all of a sudden, you're much more comfortable, are you not? You can sit in comfort. You might actually improve that chair. You might put some padding underneath it and improve that chair. Well, that's how it is when the self-centeredness goes away and we begin to rely on a higher calling, God. Yes. And we begin to live in the Spirit. And the Spirit begins to live into us. Then we can be used in a mighty way. We can become more stable in our representation of God here on this earth. And I truly believe that none of us are just born into an existence, and we live in an existence, and we reproduce perhaps, and then we die. I believe that all of us have a purpose in our lives. I believe that every one of us have an intention. But God cannot steer a parked car. You got to get in that car. You got to drive it. You got to move towards faith. And when you start moving in the right direction, He will steer you and gently work you to your destination. What is your destination? None of us really know what our destination is on this earth. All we know is to serve unconditionally. All we know that we can't do it on our own by sitting on a two-legged stool and trying to do it all ourselves and forget about anyone else. We have to do it in concert with this Holy Spirit that lives inside of each and every one of us. So my message to you on this fifth Sunday of Lent, as we've gone through the process and remember the sacrifices that God, that Jesus made in His mortal body, and then when He enters into the triumphant entry into Jerusalem, only to be killed at the end of the week, remember that all of us have a mission. All of us have a purpose in life. No matter how old or how young we are, let us continue to ask God, what do you want me to do next? Let us pray.